snapped wrists, folks, because this is now day 15 of the April Boom Challenge. And I've missed out a couple of days, mainly because I've had a few technical problems. I'm going to try and catch them up if I can, because I do want to complete the full challenge, even if I have to do some of the booms a bit late. But what's been happening is that when I try and put my title of my boom in, the keyboard disappears literally after about 1, maximum 2 seconds, and it stops me from typing and either kicks me out of the app or kicks me out of that particular field. Originally, I thought that maybe it's because I hadn't done the software update, because when I swiped right to find it, it just said nothing. It didn't tell me that there was anything there, so I assumed there wasn't anything. But apparently, if you then slide around with your finger and find the actual button, there's a Learn More button from there. You can download and install it. So I've done that, hoping that it would make a difference, but it hasn't. And obviously, my audio boom and everything's all up to date as well. So I've reported the issue to Audio Boom and also to Apple in America, because I don't know if it's a voiceover issue or an audio boom issue, because I also have it in WhatsApp. I don't use WhatsApp for texting very much, but my support worker, who comes for an hour a week, she uses WhatsApp to text, and I sometimes find it happens there as well. The typing keyboard just completely disappears and freezes, and I can't type anything. So that's my lame excuse for what it's worth. Anyway, for this particular boo, I'm going to take you to my Cambridge cupboard, because my consultant Donna has been today and I've stocked up on products. She's not coming again for another 3 weeks because she's going away. So that means that my next appointment's going to be on something like the 5th of May. So I thought I wanted, because it's got to be 3 weeks, I wanted a bit of choice as to what I actually chose. So one of the first things I chose, which I've now eaten, is a Cambridge bolognese, which is 205 calories and comes in a sachet. You get boiling water from the kettle, 200 mils of boiling water, and you pour it onto the bolognese. You stir, then you microwave for 90 seconds. Then you stir again, microwave for another 90 seconds, and then leave. And it's actually quite nice. I thought, oh my God, what's this I'm eating? It just feels like mush. But it was actually quite nice. So that was rather good. So I only got one of them because I didn't want to waste my money in case I didn't like it. There is a mushroom rice one, which I'm not big into mushrooms, but if they're all kind of, processed and things, it might be okay. So I might try one of those at a later date once I've seen Donna again. But yeah, my consultant's also called Donna. Well, they're called Cambridge consultants, but they're actually like sales reps, really, sort of, you know, very glorified sales reps. So in the cupboard we have a big box of chocolate mint, which is chocolate mint shape, which is the 21 in a box, and then 7 spare. Hang on, is it 7 or is it 6? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 spare ones. So we've got 27 of those. That's my favourite flavour. Next to them, we've got 21 chocolate orange, which I again really like. Next to them, we've got 21 key lime pie, which I'm dying to try. And next to them, we have got 6 tomato and basil soups, 6 leek and potato soups from what I had before, and 21 spicy tomato, which unfortunately Cambridge have stopped doing. It's my favourite flavour, so Donna gave me one of her last boxes. I'd be very sad to see that go. They've replaced it with tomato and basil, but it just isn't as nice somehow. Now in the fridge, because I wanted to keep them nice and crunchy, we've got a couple of chocolate bars, Cambridge chocolate bars. You're only allowed one of these a day though, and sometimes, depending on what plan you do, you're not allowed bars at all. Other plans, you can have them. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to try over the 3-week period. I've got chocolate peanut, just chocolate, which tastes a bit like Milky Way. I remember that from last time. Lemon yogurt bar, chocolate and cranberry, and chocolate and mint. So there's a few bars to try as well. I didn't get any of the water flavourings this time. I've just been drinking plain water. This time when I got weighed, I lost 4 pounds, which I was slightly disappointed with. I thought maybe I might have lost more. But then when she measured me, I realised I'd lost 2.5 inches off my waist, 1.5 inches off my hips, and 2 inches off my arm. Because they measure your waist, hips, bust, and your leg and your arm. I suppose it's if people don't lose weight, they can see if they've lost any inches, and it's another way of motivating people and showing them that they're burning fat, I guess. So, lots of choice as I knock the bin over. Sits on top of the cooker. Lots of choice in terms of what I have to eat, what shakes I have and stuff. So that's all good. So I'll try now and put a title on this. If it won't let me, then I'll have to just try and put in a few random letters and then go in and alter it on the computer. Pause recording.